This is Mike Gorshan, and today I'm with Ruben Navarrete, who's a very famous reporter throughout the United States. And Ruben, I'll let you give a little bit more background on yourself.
I'm a columnist, an editorial columnist, editorial writer here in San Diego at the San Diego Union Tribune, also a nationally syndicated columnist of the Washington Post Writers Group, and the column appears in 200 newspapers. In addition to that, I contribute commentary twice a month to CNN.com. One of the topics I write about most often is immigration. So because as a Mexican-American columnist, someone who was born in the United States, to parents who were born in the United States, to, in fact, grandparents, three of the four grandparents were born in the United States, I have an interesting vantage point.
The United States is a nation of immigrants. That's what we're built on. Yet this Latino migration has created fear in the United States. And Marsan has been looking involved in economic development on the border, and I was shocked at all the interesting facts that are coming out and how the Latino migration might solve things like the intellectual capital issue we're going to have soon, and Social Security, funding Social Security, and also the current real estate crisis with Latino community is typically cash rich and credit poor, and that's the situation that we're looking for in the homes. Immigration over the last couple of years has had a profound effect on United States security, certainly their politics, presidential elections, local elections. And in some way, the U.S. is defining how it's going to survive through immigration issue. Does journalism have a role in educating the public and policymakers?
About economics, you mentioned the housing boom, for instance. There's a bit of counterintuitive thinking there. The wrap is, here's the assumption. A lot of Americans wrongly assume that you have all these Mexican immigrants coming, illegal immigrants coming primarily from Mexico, and they come here to drain the economy, that they're all a negative, basically. And the more of these people who move into your town or your state, your city, well, the worse trouble you're going to be in economically. And so when you tell them that the home ownership rate among Mexican immigrants is 40% or 50%, and that among illegal immigrants it's even about 30-35%, they're sort of stunned by that. And they say, well, how is that possible? It's possible because of how seriously Latinos take the idea of owning a home and not necessarily renting their entire lives in apartments. And so they really will make lots of other allowances in their life and sacrifices to make that happen. So once you sort of wrap your arms around the idea that immigrants, as you said, can come in, buy a car cash, that they have billions of dollars, really billions of dollars at their disposal to play with. And I'm just talking here about the illegal immigrants, for argument's sake. They're spending billions of dollars in the U.S., and you have all these various Fortune 500 companies, cell phone companies and the like, that are out there trying to get their share of that. Well, that sort of makes you think differently about it.
The fact that they buy houses, that they have a lot of cash on hand, is not news. And, maybe it's not USA Today material, but we have a Wall Street Journal, we have Barron's, Economist. There's lots of news, but this doesn't come out.
It doesn't come out often, but it does come out. And the reason I can say that is because the reason I know these things is because I've read them in newspapers. And there'll be stories that come along, and you mentioned the Wall Street Journal. Sometimes those stories come out. They get buried, though, in some respects, because there's so much negative stuff out there. It's tough to find those positive stories. Also, at a time when we're writing so much about Iraq, justifiably so, and other issues out there, these stories sometimes fade into memory. But you sort of make an interesting point here that in order for it to even get played and get written, the reporter has to buy the premise and the editor has to buy the premise. People at the newspaper have to buy the premise before you ever see it in print. And maybe there's some skepticism there about whether or not this trend is real.
Here we have an issue that I think is really important. I mean, we have this immigration issue, and the real way to solve immigration at the end of the day is to create economic development where these people are. And the way to do that, since they're our second largest trading partner, is to work together to make it all happen, because at the end of the day, they're still going to be our second largest trading partner, so whatever happens is good. And I kind of got that message, but I don't think it's publicly known, or I'm not sure if people care. I don't know if it's a dry issue. I don't know if it sells papers.
I'll offer two things. I don't think it's a question of selling papers or putting it on television, but I think there's two reasons why that doesn't resonate. One is, for those people who believe that you can cure or stop or end illegal immigration if you just fix a country like Mexico, for instance, and get basic reforms there and create opportunities so that people don't come people don't have to come to the U.S. because they'll have opportunities in Mexico. Well, that would be pretty good for Mexico and pretty good for Mexicans, most of all, because those poor Mexicans want to stay in Mexico with their kids and family. So that, they'd love that. It's not going to be so good for Americans, American employers, not just employers with a big E, like companies that hire these illegal immigrants, but also employers with a little E. That is, you know, think about a nice, wealthy suburb where you live. Look around in those neighborhoods, and you see that that standard of living is being held up like pillars by illegal immigrants, gardeners and nannies and housekeepers, and people who built those homes and construction firms are all illegal immigrants. If you, quote, fix the problem, you create another problem, which is Americans addicted to this like crack cocaine. They're not going to want to give it up. And if you make them give it up, you're going to be in a world of hurt because they are, I'll be blunt with you. I mean, a lot of Americans have become very accustomed and spoiled and soft.
This huge agriculture issue, which happened during the 90s, and caused the huge wave of migration, probably over. And so somewhere, maybe 2010, maybe 2012, no one really knows for sure, but certainly the migration is going to decrease, not increase, or at least that's what they say. I suppose there's statistics on both sides of that story. When it decreases, your scenario is going to take place, number one. And number two, and this came out during immigration issue in June and July, but it really wasn't as public as I kind of hoped it would be, is the fact that there's an intellectual capital shortfall and that they're hoping to get into Silicon Valley and to the think tank areas. And that's not going to happen. So these are real issues that are going to affect the United States, yet they're are hardly on the table.
They're real issues, and you hit on something as well. One of the things that's been very frustrating about the immigration debate is the blending together of legal and illegal immigrants, the blending together of skilled, high-skilled workers. If this were just a debate about keeping out low-skilled illegal immigrant workers from a country like Mexico, then that's fine. We can have that conversation. But when I turn on these television shows, like Lou Dobbs, for instance, and he's beating that drum, well, in the very next breath, he's talking about, catch this, talking about cutting back on the number of H-B visas for high-skilled workers from India and Pakistan and China who come legally. So all of a sudden the problem then isn't just that, and he literally did this. He did a segment, and he's not the only one, but people have talked about how under comprehensive immigration reform you would increase the number of visas for legal high-skilled immigrants. You say, well, what's the problem with that? And what they said was the problem with that was, oh, my goodness, you're going to discourage American kids from taking engineering, math, and science, because they're going to have to compete with kids from India and China and Pakistan. So all of a sudden, the truth comes out. This isn't just about illegal immigrants. It's about immigrants in general.
When you deal with the Latino cultures and values, attitudes, customs, at least certainly for the first generation, less for the second and even less for the third, but we're dealing with a huge influx of first-generation Latinos, my guess is. I want to know, do you have any examples how journalism is helping the melding of these Latino migration into the United States?
The problem is, and here's sort of where the media is operating in the opposite direction, you also have a very thriving Spanish language media in this country. You have newspapers, radio, and television networks that operate only in Spanish. And it's created a sort of linguistic cocoon for many of these people.
The power of the country, of a country, not just the United States, but any country, tends to decide on the makeup of the country. And then the media tends to report on facts and let the people kind of decide, but there's definitely there's a play between power and media has to go on. And I'm kind of curious where we are in the process in regards to the Latino migration, and how is this affecting media reporting?
Powerful insist upon the right to determine as much as they can what kind of people are coming in. You saw that in the most recent debate because they're having this conversation again about high-skilled workers, where the conversation is, wouldn't it be great if you could just admit a bunch of engineers or a bunch of doctors or a bunch of, you know, high-tech professionals? And I don't think that's necessarily the answer.
Thank you, Ruben. Thank you, audience. Please enter comments. Please see us at www.marsound.com. Have a good day.